At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Are you thinking it might be time to buy a home? Are you curious what the difference is between renting and buying and the pros and cons of each? In this video, I'm going to talk about the trade-offs, including when is the right time to buy and how to understand the financials. So this is a long one, but full of lots of great information. So stay tuned as we get into all the details. Hi, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, a local San Jose, California realtor. I like to provide details and real information to my clients to empower them to make the right decisions for themselves. So today we're going to talk a little bit about renting versus buying. So let's get right into the pros and cons. So I'm going to start with renting because you're probably most familiar with that if you're watching this video. So what are some of the pros to renting? Maybe you have your own list, but here's a list that I could think of. It's low maintenance. You have a problem with the place, you just call your landlord and they fix it for you. You've got a lot of flexibility. You can move when your lease is up or when you feel like it. And you don't have to worry about a lot of prep or finding someone to replace you. There are definitely less upfront costs, maybe only 1 to 2 months of rent as a security deposit. And you only need renter's insurance, not a full home insurance policy. And lastly, you may have extra cash to invest or save. Now let's look at the cons of renting. Well, first, you must follow the terms of the lease agreement, and you may not like what is written in that lease agreement. The worst, I think, is sometimes you have to move when your landlord tells you, not on your own timing, and that can be really inconvenient or difficult if you've got children in school or many other factors that could really put a wrench in your life at that time. And the cost of rent goes up often. You can't control your payment from 1 year to the next. And if your payment gets too high, you may be forced to move just because of financial reasons. You can't do major remodeling or decorating to suit the property to your taste because it's not your property. And you're paying the landlord's mortgage. Do you really want to pay their mortgage for them? Well, and renting offers no wealth creation or return on your investment. It's just money to put a roof over your head every month. And lastly, likely you have to work through a management company for repairs, which may take things longer to get dealt with. So now let's talk about buying and what the pros and cons of buying a home are. The biggest pro, in my opinion, is the long-term security. You also get to be part of a community and establish yourself. If you're raising children, it provides a sense of a stability and allows them to attend the same schools. You also have a locked payment for 30 years. There is a tax benefit, including capital gains exemptions if you go to sell the property. So one of the other points is a tax benefit. You definitely get some monthly or yearly deductions from your taxes as a benefit for owning a home. And long-term, if you do go to sell it and you've made a good profit, there is an exemption on capital gains for some of that profit. A house is an appreciating investment and asset to add your portfolio and your overall wealth strategy. And you can change your house, remodel it, suit it to your needs. You want a pet shower or a pet bath? Go ahead, add it. You can do that. You want a giant master bathroom? You can do that as well. So you have a lot less limitations and ability, a huge ability to customize the property to meet your needs. I think one of the other great things is there's no landlord to tell you what to do, what not to do. You get to do what you want to do. And you have future potential for financial backing by using your home equity. Maybe it's to reinvest into your property to make it the way you want, or maybe it's to pay for other future needs. And if you do own a house, you could eventually rent it out. For example, if it does not meet your needs and you don't want to sell it for some reason, you could potentially rent that out and have a tenant pay your mortgage. Now, what are the cons to buying a home? Well, the cost and time to maintain a property is definitely way more than if you're renting. And there are extra costs like property taxes and homeowners insurance that you don't pay as a renter and you would as a homeowner. And depending on market conditions of when you buy or sell, the appreciation or potential depreciation could be working for you or against you. So you really need to be smart about your investment and how long you plan to be there. And then, of course, there is costs and time to sell your property. So you need to calculate those into the overall scenario as well. And having a property ties you in one spot for a while. And that could be a benefit for some people who want to security and stability. But if you're a type of person who likes to move or keep things exciting, might not be the best option for you. So you need to ask yourself some of those questions of what you really want to decide what's the best fit for you. Okay, so you think you might be ready to buy. So what do you need to think about next? Let's talk about timing for you. We alluded to that a little bit in the previous video, but I get a lot of people saying, well, I'm too young to buy. You know what? There is no age requirement to buying a house. There's a lot of other important factors. I purchased my first property when I was 24. So you can definitely do it as a young person, as long as you've got some of these other factors taken care of. I think the first one is, are you ready to settle in one place for a long time? Definitely plan, if you're going to be purchasing a property, to stay there for 7 to 10 years, if not more. So are you mentally ready to do that? Have you found the right neighborhood where you want to stay that long? Those are definitely important things to consider whether the timing is right for you. Another big one is, do you have the cash to make the down payment? The best down payment is going to be 20% down, but if you don't have that, there are options, but you know, putting 20% down eliminates the PMI or the private mortgage insurance. It also allows you to get the best overall interest rate. So it's really going to be the best financial situation to put 20% down. But if you don't have 20% down, there are some great scenarios that still may work out for you financially. I recommend you talk to one of my lenders to see what those different options could be for you. I'm going to put a link below to get a list of the lenders I recommend in the San Jose area. The fourth one, of course, is financial stability. I think that's really important. You got to know that you have job security, that you're not going to be losing a job or jumping from job back and forth seasonally or anything like that. You want to make sure your income is stable so that you can feel confident in your mortgage payment and being able to handle that into the future. And then, are you pre-approved? Really, you need to be pre-approved to really understand if you're able to afford it. This is going to be one of the final things to talk about, is getting pre-approved and making the next step. But that's really important to do before you start looking at properties and really making the final decision if you can buy or not. You need to understand if you can be pre-approved and if it's financially attractive to you. Let's talk about the general timing. There's a couple different factors there. Once, if you're emotionally and mentally and financially ready, then you need to talk about the timing of just moving. When would be ideal for you? Do you have a lease that's ending that you need to move at a certain time? Or are you able to go month to month? Or do you have a job relocation that you need to be somewhere at a certain amount, at a certain time? All these are important factors that you need to understand. And my advice is to give yourself at least 3 months before that to be seriously shopping for a house. And that means at that point you're pre-approved and ready to have a loan and actively looking to find the right property for you. So don't wait till the last minute, because it definitely can take some time to find the right property for you. The other thing is to understand timing is the current market. How do you operate in the current market? Is it a buyer or seller's market? I'm going to put a link below on how to know that answer. If it is a buyer's market, well, great, right? But if you need to move and it's a seller's market, how do you need to prepare or operate so that you can ensure you get the right house for the right price during a seller's market? I definitely have some tips on that and would love to chat with you more. But one of the important things is preparation. So if you download my home buyer's guide below, that'll give you some of those critical points to preparation that will make you ready to make a purchase in any market. And the last thing, of course, is to watch the market and what's going on. Which direction is the market trending? How does that work with your personal timing? And when should you jump in? So I have a monthly San Jose market update where I keep all of the people interested informed of what's going on with the current market. You definitely should sign up with that if you are getting close to making a move into the San Jose area or making a home purchase or even a home sale. But no matter what the market is, working with an experienced agent to guide you on how to make the personal timing as well as the market conditions work for your advantage is very important. So definitely reach out to me to discuss this further. Okay, now the last aspect I said I was going to cover is the financial, or how are you going to do this? So I want to give you just a general overview of owning a home and what it looks like, and then we'll do a quick rent versus buy analysis, and I'll send you some more resources. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. Once an engineer, always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.